Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we continue through Advent and as we go through the second week of Advent. Let us be filled with the spirit of Advent that we may look forward to your coming as we remember your incarnation. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, of course, Monday of the second week of Advent. It's also the fifth day of December. So we've kind of starting working through December, although we're still fairly new in the month. This week has two interesting days that come along with it. Tomorrow, of course, is the Feast of St. Nicholas, so we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And the following day is, of course, for those of us who are connected to the Navy in any way whatsoever, is the anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. So those are two things coming up this week. In the meantime, our first reading comes from Isaiah. A lot of stuff in Advent comes from Isaiah. There are other readings too, but a lot of it comes from Isaiah. And what we're looking at is a vision of the future. Now, one of the things we have to understand, and always remember this, because we can look at this today and we go, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. But you have to go back to the time. Now, we're talking at the time of Isaiah, we're talking, I can't give you an exact time frame because Isaiah covers a lot of time. In fact, it is so long that there are believed to be several authors to it. So people will use terms like Deutero-Isaiah and everything else. So we're talking roughly about 3,000 years ago. Not quite. No, around there, around 3,000 years ago. Little bit less than that, actually. So what we're looking at is this vision. Now, remember, they lived in the desert. So anytime you hear any kind of an expression of flowering, of water, of any kind of fertility of plants and animals and everything else, you have to remember they live in the desert. So I don't know if you've ever been in a desert. You'd look at this and go, no way. You know, I happen to love deserts. And maybe this would be a good example. One of my favorite places in the entire world is a place you may have heard of called Barstow, California. Barstow actually is halfway between Las Vegas and Los Angeles. And it's literally this community in the middle of the desert. What's outside of Barstow? Well, there's a place called Victorville, which is almost next door. But for the most part, there's virtually nothing there because it's the middle of the desert. So if you pull into Barstow, it feels like you're in the Twilight Zone. And the reason is because, obviously, it's a civilization. It's a very well-civilized city. It's a great place to be. But it's surrounded, you know, you have streetlights and everything. Well, there's nothing beyond those. So it's like you're on this disc in the universe because you can't see anything beyond the city limits because there are no lights there because it's a desert. So understand, now go back to the time. This is from Isaiah 35. Go back to that time when people are standing in the desert. Obviously, at night, the only thing you're going to have is any kind of candlelight. But aside from that, there is no light whatsoever. It's very dark. When you wake up in the day, you see the beauty of the desert, which you can only see in the sunlight. But you're looking at to see lots of sand and lots of just bare ground. And here you are listening to Isaiah, which is the first reading today, if you're looking at your daily missal, 1 through 10, chapter 35, 1 through 10. And you're looking at him saying, there will come a time where you will see, you know, all this fertile, everything will, you know, crocuses will bloom and there will be joyful song. And over and over again, you see all these things that will happen. And understand the time. There is no concept of medicine like we understand today. So if someone had injured their leg and they couldn't fix it right, which is probably the case, then they would be lame. And then you see the lame will leap like the stag. Of course, the stag obviously is like the elk. They will leap in the air. And you know these people have suffered for unable to walk because maybe they broke, maybe they hurt their leg in such a way that today would be easily fixable, back then wouldn't be. So it's a promise of wholeness. There will be a lot of flowers in the desert. There will be a lot of wholeness. There will be no one walking around who is unable to be healed. There will be no injustice. Everyone will be filled with happiness and there'll be peace. And this is an image you see a lot in Isaiah. And as you look at this image, it's a reminder of what it is we believe. And we believe that the Lord will come to make us the fullness of humanity. So it's giving us that hope for the future. But put yourself back in that time. In that time, you'd be you'd be standing in Barstow and saying, all of this, the crocuses will bloom. Well, they can't bloom now because it's all desert. So it's a prophecy that says there will come this time. There will be great fertility in the desert. And this is the prophecy. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Tell other people that you listen to this program. We'll be back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show, which means you can listen to the show for the past few days. You can also click on that list of programs. It'll take you right to our main podcast website. You can also see the other podcasts platforms we use, and you can click on any of those to hear the podcast. You can follow us, by the way, on Twitter, and you can follow us over on Reddit and on Facebook, and there are connections there. So don't forget that. And don't forget, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. So check that out. So we're continuing to look at this, and you will see, as it says, this great change that will come. But right now, if you're looking at all that, this is a great hope that's being given to the people. However, why is the hope given to the people? Because they're not living in that experience right now. This is, so put your faith in the Lord, and there will come that time. And that time is what we look forward to when we live in eternal life. So there will come that time. And part of the reason for that time is everything that can separate you from the fullness of humanity will be taken away. So that's why the eyes of the blind will see. Well, why can't they see now? Well, for various reasons, not the least of which is they don't have what we have today. And it would be even greater than that. But what we have today in medicine, and that's just the minimum standard of what you would need. And they didn't have that for thousands of years. I always like to bring up, if you read the readings of St. Alphonsus Liguori, he'll talk about the importance of going to a doctor and being leeched, because he died in the, he died in the 18th century. Always remember the number is plus one for the what century it is. So it's the 18th century. And medicine there, obviously that was the state of medicine back then, and we look at it so much advanced now. But what Isaiah is saying, but the future will come where that won't even be necessary, because there will be no blind, there will be no lame, and all will be whole in Christ. It kind of reminds me when my mother died. My mother was handicapped for the last 40 years of her life, slowly. And she eventually got to a point that she could only move one hand. So at her funeral, we recognized that those limitations that she had are gone, because we celebrate what the Lord does in being redeemed, is to bring us into holiness, is to bring us into the fullness of humanity. And so on a physical level, those are gone. And that's an important point to keep in mind, that that's what we look forward to. So this is the promise. And the reason why the promise is so important is people at the time, even people today, could not imagine that happening in their time, because this just wasn't the case. If you've never been to Barstow, California, one of my favorite places, by the way, go check it out. And you'll see exactly what I mean. If you're there at night, you look on the edge of the city and it's like you're floating in the middle of the universe, because you can't see anything beyond the edge of the city. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, remember, you have a standing invitation to visit our church on Sundays at 10 o'clock, and we will be back then. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.